kills us.
And initially, everyone will have that shared, that initial thought, as an attractive point.
then that the design allows to expand the with the years. So for example, you have a child or two or three. With the years, you can keep adding. So initially, everyone will have another so affordable and equal share kind of property, which is very basic. But then you change your time, you might be drop with the years, and you know, as your needs grow, and also as you get the money coming in. Rather than just buying a house, because someone was saying, well, why don't you just start with a one-bedroom house, and then if you have a couple of jobs, you move to a three-bedroom house. I feel that you will feel more rooted and more close to that property if you view with the property over the year. And perhaps someone who doesn't have much money will start with something very pricey. But the design allows that flexibility that you can spend however many years you need into making it bigger. Is that possible?
The common option in Germany is to build a fairly large shell, but fit out only part of it, so that you don't have a lot of the expense at the beginning.
Having another common of Being a project with no money at the moment, I didn't go for the paper version, so we haven't got bells and whistles and pie charts and graphs. However, I mean, it was, in terms of so far we have, as you see, 39 people responded.
You're covering
up. I'm covering up, that's not really useful. Thank you. most of us are in and around Cambridge. Spread of ages, which is ideal. I feel that we're kind of all represented, mostly in the 35-54 bracket. Adults and children. Being someone who's got two children, I think it's important for us that there are other children within the village. It's something that we discussed in terms of learning opportunities for and homeschooling and. She's a Waldorf Steiner teacher in Cornwall, and she's very interested in the project. So I'm interested in educating ourselves as adults, but also children as well. And in terms of what we're looking for, in terms of homes, there's a pretty decent spread. And then this is fairly positive in terms of the interest. Kind of 85% of us were interested in being a resident. And then, there's a few that are probably overlapping in terms of sharing skills and knowledge and for other projects. I realise with this, the kind of priorities of that we're looking for the village, and we've kind of looked at this in the sharing we've just had. But at the moment, it's at number one. Can anyone see that? Just too small. Too small? Okay, we can. Deposit and 50% need to have some money to deposit. moment is, you know, where can we put our time and how can we help the project as a whole? And, you know, you can see that there's a lot of skill for everything except legal. And in terms of other, there are a number of. Bookkeeping, that wasn't down there, and that's very useful skill that we may need. I mean, at this point in time, we really don't have any definitive need for these, but you know, we will need these skills as we move along. So, I mean, part of the goal of today's meeting is to see who would like to be involved or has the time to put in on a weekly basis and how much time they have to help them with any one of these particular disciplines. So, I mean, is there anyone who has any particular passion, let's say that, in any of these particular passion, skills, experience that could help out?
Administrative
kind of stuff. Now, obviously, we do know it's out there, and there's some people in the group